Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Reminder, you're not as lucky as Crowder to be going to the Panthers game tonight or Wednesday, Friday or Sunday. By the way, the Panthers game on Sunday, the NHL has announced the time at 6:30. So Panthers tonight, 8 p.m. Wednesday night, 7:30. Friday night, 7 p.m. Sunday night, 6:30 p.m. But Funky Buddha, that's the place to go for Panthers playoff games. For the remainder of the playoffs, they'll have those funky ones, hot wings flights available, and beer specials, and they'll have the sound on for the games. And so head on out to Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. Or if you're going to the game tonight at the Amerant Bank Arena, you stop by the Funky Buddha tap room there across from Pantherland, you just might run into Channing Crowder, who's been known to enjoy a Funky Buddha or two.
I just got an insufficient funds text. I might not be able to buy no beer tonight. I promise. Look.
It'd be a terrible turn of events. And just keep enough money in your account. It's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. Guy has 57 jobs. Got plenty of money. And he loves to just put just enough to maybe not even cover what he needs in his bank account.
I think I'm under $2.
I'm gonna play something. Solana from the Pat Riley press conference today, because I have a response now. Ira Winderman spoke with Jimmy Butler's agent after the Riley press conference, and he wrote about it in the Sun Sentinel. Play some of what Pat Riley had to say today at the press conference regarding Jimmy Butler or the team or being available.
The things you have to really look at that are good, who moves the needle the most, you know, on our team is Jimmy. Jimmy moves the needle the most. He's an incredible player. And so, and what I said at the beginning about change is he's got to give it some thought himself, you know, for this thing to be what he really wants it to be. And so, and I want it to be, and Mickey and everybody else. So this five-year window, we've been pretty successful. We haven't won the chip. And I think that bothers everybody.
Play the one that kind of went viral today. And this, again, this is not, I mean, Jimmy's agent didn't respond to this per se, but this was kind of going viral today about Riley. He was asked, it was by our own Brendan Tobin, who's going to join us next. He asked him about, you know, Jimmy this weekend, talking about, you know, if I was out there, Boston would be at home. Riley didn't like that very much. This became kind of a viral headline today.
Pat, this weekend, Jimmy Butler had said, you know, if he was healthy, that Boston would have gone home. I know it's tough to live in hypotheticals, but if he was able to play and Terry was able to play, did you feel like the gulf has gotten way too big with you in Boston, or if you had your guys, it might have been more competitive?
We played, you know, I've been involved in competition and playoffs against certain opponents that turned into hate, you know, I mean, even since we've been here, you know, I mean, I hate to use that word, but the competition gets so tough that you don't like one another. And so we played Boston four times, I think, in the playoffs since Jimmy's been here. So, you know, you do develop some dislike for the other team. But they are, this year, I think, the best team in the league, with the best roster in the league. They made some great moves. Brad Stevens did a great job in getting Holiday and Porzingis. They built their bench a little bit differently. And, you know, for him to say that, you know, I thought, is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? You know, if you're not on the court playing against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut in your criticism of those teams.
Okay, that one's gone viral. Here's one other. This is where Pat Riley talks about having talked with Jimmy's agent before this season about being available for more games.
That was discussed prior to last year. We had a discussion with his agent about that. That was discussed thoroughly. And so there's a gray area during the regular season. And as I mentioned, as far as, you know, what changes is that, you know, when it comes to player availability, you know, I'm just going to, you know, go on a little bit out of the box here. You know, this whole injury reporting stuff that we have to do night in and night out, day in and day out. I don't understand the 65-game rule. I really don't. I know it. I know why they did it, but I don't understand why they said it's okay to miss. At least they're auto-suggesting to the players and agent, it's okay to miss, you know, 17 games. You know, and to me, that sends a message that it's okay to take a little more time, maybe to get to be 100%, when nobody in this league is 100%. You know, nobody is. And then there's the injured players. You know, the guys who really are hurt and debilitated, and they take a long time to recover. So that was discussed, Ira, but I won't tell you what came out of the meeting. That was a year ago, yeah.
All right, so there's Riley acknowledging that they've had that conversation with Jimmy's agent regarding playing availability. Here's what Ira Windman writes just now in the Sun Sentinel. He spoke with the agent. In the wake of Miami Heat president Pat Riley on Monday challenging his players to be available more often, comments made during a season-ending media session that pointedly included references to the missed time this past season of Jimmy Butler, Bernie Lee, agent for the Heat star forward, acknowledged and responded to the concerns. Quote, "Taking issue in games in which he plays is just not reality," Lee said to the South Florida Sun Sentinel by phone when contacted shortly after Riley concluded his media session. "This past season, we had a conversation at the start of the year, just with some of the changes, rule changes in the NBA, the priority that was in place to be able to participate in every game he was physically able to participate for. And I can tell you that he lived up to that commitment." We know that's the 65-game rule that Riley was talking about. You're not available for any of the accolades after the season if you don't play at least 65 games. Jimmy's agent says, "Jimmy missed 22 games this past year, a mix of personal reasons and injury. If there was a game that was on the schedule that Jimmy was healthy enough to participate in, he did that. He played in a number of back-to-backs, and it was the utmost priority for him to do everything he could to be available. When you dive into even more, Jimmy played his highest minutes per game since Minnesota in 2018-19. He played over 2,000, the third year in a row that he's done that. He was third on the team in total minutes played this past season." Oh, no. Lost my spot here on the app. Hold on. Opened up some weird ad.
You got to subscribe.
Up to that commitment. I do subscribe. This is one of the few things. I always subscribe. I got to get a – Ira gives me content. When you dive in even more, played highest minutes per game. If you look at Jimmy's entire career, I'm not really sure where this narrative is coming from in terms of constantly dissecting his availability. But if you look at his 5 years in Miami, the Miami Heat have participated in 61 playoff games, not including these past playoffs that he was injured for. Of those 61, Jimmy has only missed three because of injury. In every single playoff series since he's been to Miami, he's led the team in both minutes per game and total minutes. He's done that for five straight years. Last year alone, in the run to the finals, he played almost 900 minutes in the playoffs. 874 is the official number, Ira points out. Essentially, like half of what he and the majority of players play 2,000 in the regular season. He played half of that in the course of four series. The agent stressed such wear should also be factored into the discussion on availability. He's worked extremely hard to help both the team build to having success over the course of a season, and then, most importantly for all of us, adding a high degree of success in the playoffs and making himself available as need be. And when his number is called, more often than not, he's able to answer the task. So I don't agree with that. It's something I would like to make sure there's a little bit more clarity on. Lee also pointed out Butler was one of 12 players 33 or older to play at least 2,000 minutes. Lee confirmed, as Riley said, that there was conversation with the team prior to the season about availability. Quote, "The thought that Jimmy is picking and choosing when to play isn't reality," Lee said. "I enjoy watching him play as much, if not more than anyone, so believe me, I want to see him play every night. But unfortunately, he isn't a robot, and injuries and circumstances happen. Prior to the year, we had a meeting to discuss the changing NBA rules and the need to reject load management, and we all understood the assignment. Jimmy's 22 games missed were all for valid issues and concerns. Through it all," Lee said, "Butler remains committed to the Heat and South Florida. Once he got to this organization, he got to an organization that wholeheartedly has embraced him in every single way. Look, they're both cut from the same cloth. There's going to be honest conversations that have to be had this summer about how to move forward, but those conversations aren't going to be driven by anything other than how do we do this to move forward to take the next step and win a championship. As for an extension window for Butler opening on July 7th, Lee said, "I have too much respect for both what Jimmy's accomplished in his career and what he's built to negotiate publicly. I have way too much respect for the franchise that currently employs him to be doing that. So we're going to go away. We're going to do our business, and that's wherever it's going to be."
They clap back.
I mean, it's pretty much what you would expect an agent to say, which is, "Hey, if you believe this, here's the actual truth." That's how any agent should respond when someone talking about their client and potentially millions of dollars. You talk about, no. I have numbers, which I'm sure your agent did when you were looking for Brian Urlacher money. Your agent went to the Dolphins and said, "Look at these numbers, and you can carefully pick and choose which numbers are amenable to your argument." And that's kind of what the agent, I believe, is doing there. You can look at games missed, but let me show you minutes played. You can look at games missed, but let me show you minutes played for someone 33 years old or older. And so he makes a valid case.
And it did, and I didn't even thinking about it. When you were reading his statement, I thought about Jimmy going deep in the playoffs, which great teams are going to go deep in the playoffs because they can play ball and they're going to the Eastern Conference Finals or the championship. And those numbers that you're saying, it opened my eyes a lot to it. But I would say this too, just between us, not rebutting anything he said, we never criticized Wade about missing games, LeBron, Chris Bosh. It's something about Jimmy. I don't know if it's this new age load management stuff, because Kawhi is the same
LeBron
way.
I think LeBron left because Wade missed so many games.
Paul Pierce was the same
I
way.
I think that was a point of conversation.
So Paul Pierce, Kawhi, and Jimmy are the only people I know for a fact that's been criticized about load management throughout the tenure that I've been on radio.
I don't think that's necessarily true. I just think, you know, if your team is load managing and your best players are missing games and it's directly impacting your ability to contend for a playoff spot, then, yeah, I mean, the criticism or selective outrage, I guess, is going to be amplified, is it not? I mean, the Spurs
right,
set their
because,
players.
Because what you're talking about, if you have one more victory, maybe you're playing Orlando or Cleveland. So I get where Pat Riley's going. Hey, this is cutesy, the load management, when you do play almost half of 2,000 minutes in the postseason. But if we can't get out of round one, what's the point?
LeBron, when he was here, by the way, Crowder, because that's something that, you know, a lot of people were comparing even those teams, the teams that ran away with the East and had, you know, a solid like lead in the Eastern Conference and standings. They would have had home court no matter what. LeBron, when he was here, he played 79 games his first season, 62 in the shortened season. I believe he played all those games that year, 76 in his third, 77 in his fourth. Like, everybody outside of D-Wade the last two seasons because his knees failed him played games when they're available, everybody on that roster.
And that was the thing, too. So, to your point, when the Spurs were showing out, Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, them boys, we used to joke about it. We were on radio. We used to joke that Pop would put old behind why this guy's missing a game. Like, it was just something that they did, but they weren't on the edge of the Western Conference final. They weren't on the edge of the Western Conference playoffs. They didn't have a play-in tournament back then, but it didn't matter. I think that us sitting here year after year playing in this play-in tournament really makes us question why Jimmy's missing these games. Because if Jimmy plays, we win four more games. Jimmy plays 70 games. We win four more games. We're the fourth or fifth seed, and we're playing the damn Cleveland Cavaliers or something.
Let's bang through headlines here real quickly, Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks, everything you may have missed over the weekend. First, I'll start with the Marlins, funny enough, but they traded Luis Arraez, won the batting title two straight years. He was set to lead off in that series opener against Oakland, and then literally like minutes before the first pitch was taken off the field, traded to the San Diego Padres. So Luis Arraez no longer with the Miami Marlins. They got a bunch of prospects for him. The Marlins did lose 2 of 3 versus the A's over the weekend. They begin a 3-game set at the Dodgers tonight.
Peter Bendix, the man who made the trade of Luis Arraez, will join us tomorrow on this very show.
Tonight,
Padres got a squad.
Yep, yeah, bro. Yep, they do.
Padres are loaded.
Yep, they do. He went 4 for 6, Luis Arraez, the next day for San Diego.
He got a squad with Tatis out there and Machado. Bro, they got a squad in San Diego.
The Florida Panthers played game one of their Eastern Conference semifinal series versus the Boston Bruins. That tonight will be a 8 p.m. puck drop. Panthers preview begins right here on WQAM at 7:30.
Hard Rock Bet tweeted out, 82% of the bets are on Panthers money line. 82%.
I'm in.
Makes me nervous, man. That makes me nervous.
Man.
We spoke with George Richards in the 3 o'clock hour, and we're feeling confident, and everyone's putting their money on the Panthers. Makes me a little nervous.
Tonight in the NBA, Knicks Pacers, 7:30, game one. Game two tonight, Nuggets T-Wolves at 10 p.m. Minnesota stole game one versus the defending champs. And then Celtics Cavs begins tomorrow, game one, after the Cavaliers came back down 18 and beat the Orlando Magic in 7 on Saturday.
All right.
Mavericks, by the way, announced they signed Jason Kidd to a multi-year contract extension. And Inter Miami beat the New York Red Bulls 6-2. Leo Messi set an MLS record, 6-goal contributions in the game. He either scored or assisted on all 6 of Inter Miami's goals. They were down 1-0 at halftime, scored 6 in the second half.
Wow, that's wild.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. It's around 85 degrees tonight. The lows will be in the upper 70s. That is your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
5 o'clock hours, the Funky Buddha happy hour. Enjoy some Funky Buddha at the Panthers game if you're going tonight. You might run into Crowder there. Yeah. Maybe you head to the Funky Buddha tap room in Oakland Park. You can watch it there. You can listen to the game here on 560 WQAM. Larry Bluestein is coming up next, then Panthers hockey later on tonight. Let me tell you about the Cheetah. You can make Cheetah Pompano and Hallandale your free lunch hotspots. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view when you can enjoy gourmet lunch for free every day, 11:30 till 3, full-on kitchen. You can get wings, salads, sandwiches. They have daily specials. Grab your friends after work today, any day. Head on over to Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Hallandale. Let them take care of you for the best happy hour with the best entertainment in South Florida. There's always a ton going on at Cheetah. Here's something to kind of note on your calendar. Saturday, May 18th, you can watch the Tyson Fury fight at any of the Cheetah clubs. Great place to watch a big fight card. Get all the details on Cheetah Hallandale at CheetahHallandale.com. For everything going on at Cheetah Pompano or Palm Beach, check out CheetahSOFL.com. That is going to wrap it up for us today on a very busy Monday. We had some fun today, man. And it'll get just as busy and wacky all summer long, I guess, even though it's not officially summer yet. Like I said, Larry Bluestein's up next, then the Panthers game. Everyone have a great and safe Monday night. Go Panthers! We will speak with you mañana.
Vamos gatos!
And go Marlins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.